We're at this time of the program. We take some time out to take a look at the week's headlines as gathered by our guest here, the editor, Mr. Mike Brennan from MITechNews.com. And Mike, this week, let's see, let's start off with a very interesting report and kind of one that maybe causes us to puff out our chests in pride. And that's the ITF report that ranks Michigan 15th for new economy.
Yep, that's up three spots from the last time they did the survey in 2014. And, drumroll please, the highest-ranked state in the Great Lakes. We even beat Illinois, which is usually tough for us to do.
Wow.
Chicago, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So essentially, it looks at globalization, technological innovation, and entrepreneurial dynamism. I could do it. Anyway, you look at those three factors, and there's a lot of other stuff. I mean, I have the, if you want to really dig into the numbers, it's on my website. But, you know, it's good considering, you know, who we're up against. The top ones, of course, were Massachusetts, California, Washington, because they have so much cybersecurity around there, and Virginia. And Delaware, Washington as in the state of,
yeah.
And that's where Microsoft and Amazon
right.
are,
right.
and then Virginia because of all the cybersecurity stuff.
There you go.
So we didn't do that bad, you know.
No, not at all.
The bottom runs were Louisiana, Wyoming, West Virginia, Arkansas, and Mississippi, so we're well above them.
Hmm. Well, it's good to hear that we've come risen a number of points to go up to number 15 in the rankings. Very good. Another article you had, linked to Senator Gary Peters, who is fighting to restore the electric drive vehicle credit that apparently has been left out of some of the proposed tax budgets by the Republicans.
Yeah, all those tax stuff has a long ways to go, but essentially it's not in there. They really whacked a lot of stuff. But, of course, one of the jobs of Senator Peters and the other senator is that looking out for the auto industry in the state. And one of the things I do know, that I've talked to a lot of people who have bought electric vehicles, and a big factor for them is getting this tax credit. I think it's $7,500.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's because electric vehicles are still on the expensive side, all things considered.
Yeah, yep.
So this helps mitigate that, and even if you're, you know, a tree hugger and you really want to get into all that stuff, at the same time, if it's a bad economic deal, you know, so.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So he's trying to get it back, and it's hard to say what's going to happen next because both in the House and the Senate, everything's up for grabs.
Right.
Who knows what's going to emerge, right?
Right, exactly. Ed Z, would it be different? You wouldn't have to be underneath the vehicle, you know, tearing apart the oil pan and things like that?
Right, right. I wouldn't. No. I just have to deal with 600 pounds worth of batteries.
Yeah. That's the big bugaboo. Everyone's hoping for this really cool battery to finally get to us and be a lot lighter, a lot more efficient.
And charge faster, yeah.
Mike, am I right that there is a great deal of work going on in our state of Michigan in battery technology?
Oh, yeah, that's one of the biggies here. I mean, that along with the autonomous vehicles and connected stuff. I mean, that's really what Michigan wants to make its mark in, but so does China. China is really putting a lot of money into this. So, and that's all state subsidized versus, you know, private industry.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody's going to get there. Hopefully it'll be us in Michigan, right?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's see. The last one here is a Planet M landing zone video, which is a home for autonomous vehicle startups in Detroit.
Yeah, that started. Actually, I went to the grand opening a couple weeks ago, and it's a joint venture of a lot of different groups, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, the Detroit Regional Chamber through their Mish Auto Group, WeWorks, which is, huge co-working operation around the world. They actually have the physical facilities there that people are supposed to go to. And so you got the Detroit Chamber and the MEDC backing this. They're really, and Planet M is the governor's personal legacy kind of program where he wants Michigan to be the mobility hub for the country, obviously, and the world. That's where Planet M comes in. So you get a lot of horsepower. You have a lot of horsepower behind this. And then some very large venture capital companies involved in this. A lot of people see this as a real big thing for Michigan, that if we can really carve out this niche it's going to guarantee our place as the brains of the auto industry.
Hmm. Now, by the way, this is a video, right?
Yeah, we got a. It's a 5-minute video. It's got a couple folks in there. One from the MEDC. It's got the chamber president. It's got the woman from WeWorks, and they're all. I blended them together so you could get a feel for. You know, it'll. You watch it. You and it's all there. 5 minutes. You understand what's going on.
I got to tell you, you're becoming quite a video editor. I am really enjoying the video input that you have included now in MI Tech News.
Well, thank you. I'm still a piker compared to a lot I know, but to me, a story is a story is a story. So
sure.
What the medium to me is not, you know, I just had to learn some new tricks and tools, but it's still storytelling. It's just in video.
Yeah, I really had. Gary, have you watched any of these videos? They're really very,
you know,
very good.
I really have, and yes, a long way from the time, Mike, when we started talking about, maybe video is the way to go. We should maybe get into that. And you did. And
yeah,
you
I was dragged into it reluctantly, but I've seen the power of it, and then I've read all the studies, and, you know, this next year coming up is supposed to be a really big year for video. Like, they're predicting as much as 80% of what moves on social media will be video. So
wow.
Clearly, I have to get in front of that wave rather than get inundated by it, right?
I think you're on that wave, Mike.
All right.
I'm working at it.
Mike, it has been, as always, a delight talking with you, Mike Brennan, and you can get involved in getting this MI Tech News delivered directly to you by simply going to mitechnews.com, putting in your email address, and you're on your way. Mike, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Buster. I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Take care.